The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Visiting a restaurant near Monte Carlo, Nayland Smith and Superintendent Weymouth are informed that Dr. Petrie, who had been stricken by a mysterious disease, has just died. And Smith, hurrying to the hospital to investigate Petrie's report of death, is overcome by mimosa gas. He regains consciousness in Dr. Fu Manchu's subterranean laboratories, where he finds Paul Sterling, a young botanist and assistant of Petrie's, who had disappeared from the Villa Jasmine earlier. After Dr. Fu Manchu conducts them through his scientific research rooms, he places them in luxuriously appointed apartments, there to await a further summons. Smith and Sterling decide to make a break for freedom, but suddenly the door opens, and Farlo Sui stands before them.
Farlo Sui?
Yes, Nayland Smith. It has been a long time since last we met.
Well, not so very long. Well, here, I have something that belongs to you.
A necklace? The takbir, the Muslim prayer. But it is not mine.
Oh, yes. You gave it to me just a few months ago in Venice.
But I do not remember.
You had forgotten your name then.
But how could I have forgotten my name? It has always been Farlo Sui.
In Venice, it was Coriani.
Coriani?
Smith, what does this mean? I don't...
Ah, Mr. Sterling. I knew I would see you again.
Smith, this is the woman who called herself Mrs. Petrie.
I know. This is Farlo Sui.
Yes, Mr. Smith, it was I. But please, do not interrupt me. There is not much time, for the summons comes quickly.
Summons for what?
You will be called into the presence of Dr. Frederick Schnell.
Schnell? Smith, Schnell's been dead 10 years.
Listen to me before it is too late. You must forget all that is puzzling you, Mr. Sterling. My father, Dr. Fu Manchu, knows that you and the little Rose Petal are acquainted.
Rose Petal?
Yes. He has seen you and Florette on the beach.
But
he will question you, and you will have to answer. When you go to Dr. Schnell's room, do not fear the injection.
Injection?
We're about to join the zombies, Sterling. The Legion of the Living Dead.
Mr. Smith, I am giving you a chance.
But why? Do you realize the great risk you're taking?
You forget that I am Farlo Sui, Fu Manchu's daughter. You will be told what will happen when you have received the blessing of the celestial vision. You must carry those instructions out to the letter. Pretend. It is your only chance. Pretend. You must go now. He's waiting. Remember, Mr. Sterling, remember when your summons comes. Follow me, Mr. Smith.
I'll contact you as soon as possible, Sterling.
Very well, Smith.
Come.
What did you do to Petrie at the hospital, Farlo Sui?
You will know, Mr. Smith, when the time comes.
But surely...
Be silent. Do you see the green lamp under that arch?
Yes.
Go into that door and remember...
Mr. Smith.
true?
Mr. Smith, your efforts have heretofore been directed against me. But now you are about to devote your services to the triumph of the safe hand.
Yes?
My organization is about to strike the telling blow. A new world will rise under the wise guidance of the safe hand.
I shall have no part in bringing that about.
Dr. Schnell will see you now. He will admit you to the blessing of the celestial vision, by which time I shall be ready to discuss with you certain points in regard to the future and to instruct you in your immediate duties. Go.
Mr. Nayland Smith, I have been expecting you. I am glad that you are becoming one of us. Will you please remove your shirt? I prefer to make the injection in the shoulder.
Suppose I object.
Object? Mr. Smith, object to be admitted to the Sea Fan? To be given access to knowledge conserved for centuries? You can't mean it. Yeah. Allow me to assist you. And now. There. Eh? No doubt you already feel a pleasant glow, do you not?
Strange, but I do, Doctor.
Yeah. Sometimes new members of the Sea Fan shout with joy. But perhaps the character of your blood has somewhat changed the normal reaction, huh?
Nevertheless, I feel that I want to shout.
Then shout. Let yourself go. A new life is beginning.
Oh, I feel a new power. A glorious elation.
Splendid. I congratulate you, Nayland Smith. You will rest now, while I initiate Paul Sterling into the realms of the Sea Fan. Soon the Master will call you.
I'm going to kneel at his feet, Dr. Schnell.
Yes, Smith. We all kneel at his feet.
Sterling. Sterling, wake up.
Oh, Smith, I've been asleep.
Yes, I know. I saw you returning from Dr. Schnell's some time ago. I had to make sure this passage was deserted before I took a chance to come to you. You've had the injection?
Yes, and for a time I feared the worst.
So did I, but evidently we're free. I don't know how.
Paolo Sui?
Perhaps. Though I fail to see what reason she'd have to save us.
What'll happen now?
Well, I suppose Fu Manchu will call us to inform us of our duties. That'll be the supreme test, Sterling.
What do you mean?
Remember, we're no longer among the living. We're zombies. Dead creatures who are supposed to obey their master's command.
I've looked into his eyes, Smith. I doubt if I'll be able to deceive him.
You must, Sterling. We have to play a part. Not only our lives, but the lives of thousands. Yes, millions may depend on our playing it successfully.
I'll try. I realize what failure would mean.
There's a chance he'll send me back to the outer world. I can be of no possible use to him here.
What about me? He respects my ability as a botanist.
I know. You remember, he introduced you to Dr. Trenck as his new assistant. I realize it's asking much, Sterling, but you must remain here.
Won't he keep you under close observation, no matter where you'll be?
I don't think so. You see, the members of the Sea Fan live and die for their master. And since we are now supposedly members of that organization, we're no longer to be considered enemies.
Yes, I see.
No doubt I'll have to report to him, but it'll only be a question of time until I shall be able to stamp out this menace once and for all.
Very well. I'm game. I only hope we'll be able to deceive him.
We must, Sterling, if we expect to save the world from this menace. Well, listen, here they come. This is it.
What is it?
The master awaits you. Follow me.
I welcome you, Mr. Smith and Mr. Sterling, and to the folds of the Sea Fan.
We salute the master of the world.
Rise, Nayland Smith. I regret that I'll not be able to employ you here in my laboratories. You will leave in 2 hours and return to your position in the outer world.
My work shall be directed toward the triumph of the Sea Fan.
Soon now, I will open my war upon the few remaining dictators of the world. And when I have succeeded, this same war-torn globe will be reborn, and I, Fu Manchu, will be its emperor.
I am eager to see this glorious day arrive.
I cannot fail. I have with me the finest brains in science, military strategy, and politics which Europe, Asia, and America have ever produced. Your call will come, and when it does, hasten to my side.
I await your command, Dr. Fu Manchu.
Go now. Ganesha, my Burmese bodyguard, will further instruct you.
I obey, Master.
Rise, Mr. Sterling. In 2 hours, you will be called for duty. Take this ring. It is your private telephone.
May I ask the nature of my duties, Doctor?
I will explain pleasantly. Place the ring upon your finger. It is an adaptation of the portable radio, much simplified by Henrik Ericsson. It does not convey the spoken word. Morse code is used. You know it?
I regret to say I do not.
It is simple. You will find a copy of the code in your room. The call note resembles a silver bell. Dr. Trink will call you tonight for duty and give you further particulars.
I shall be ready.
This is Peiko, Mr. Sterling.
A rather horrible-looking monkey.
Perhaps. Peiko is the only creature I can trust completely. He is probably the oldest marmoset in the world. I shall not detain you now, Mr. Sterling. Urgent matters demand my attention. You will be escorted to your quarters and be made comfortable. You will sleep until you are called. Go.
I obey, Master. Who's there?
Do not speak. Do not turn on the light.
Follow Sui.
Listen. There are some things you must know tonight. First, look upon yourself as in the Orient. For although this is France...
France? I'm still in France?
You are in St. Clair de la Roche. But it makes no difference. No one can leave here day or night without my father's consent or mine.
But Smith...
He is free. He is gone, but he is powerless. He must do as the Sifan commands, or your life is lost.
But why have you done all this?
I do not agree with all that my father plans, especially his plans concerning the little rose petal.
You mean...
I mean the girl whom you know as Florette.
But what are these plans?
Not so loud. It is about her I came to tell you. She was chosen for a purpose.
I know she told me, but this is madness.
She is to be his bride, and she desires an heir, a son.
Good Lord.
At present, I am the heir, the only heir, and I do not wish this marriage to take place. Very soon, we will leave France. Lorette, I think, has found love.
Do you mean...
It was for this reason that I emptied the syringes in Dr. Schnell's room and filled them with a harmless fluid. I have seen you with Lorette, once on the beach, and again here in this room. I read a deep love in your eyes.
It is true. I love her.
Then I will help you. Do as I say, and I shall give you the bride of Fu Manchu.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.